With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich heritage of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspiring listening. Thanks for joining me. For this third week of Advent, on today's program we'll focus on Mary, Mother of Jesus, and her role in the story leading to Christmas. Countless pieces of music have been composed over the centuries, either focusing on various aspects of the story or in veneration of Mary. We'll listen to wonderful music by composers old and new, including Herbert Howells, Peter Warlock, Stephen Paulus, Ben Perry, and others. We'll begin with robust organ music by Johann Sebastian Bach, a fugue based on the chorale setting of the Magnificat. We'll hear Roger Sherman perform on the landmark instrument at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, built by the Dutch firm Flintrop.
Thank you.
Roger Sherman played the fugue on the Magnificat, BWV 733, by J.S. Bach. He performed on the Flintrop organ at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle. The Annunciation is the account of the appearance of the angel Gabriel to Mary, announcing that she will bear the Son of God. A lovely Basque carol recounting that story has been beautifully and simply arranged for voices and harp by Stephen Paulus. It was originally composed as a Christmas present to the wife of legendary conductor Dale Warland in 2001. We'll hear the choir of Royal Holloway sing Gabriel's Message, accompanied by harpist Lucy Wakeford. All are conducted by Rupert Goff.
Thank you.
Gabriel's Message, as arranged by Stephen Paulus. Rupert Goff led the choir of Royal Holloway, accompanied by Lucy Wakeford. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another carol of the Annunciation comes from a 15th century manuscript of unknown origin. Nova Nova has been set by modern composer Bob Chilcott, a former chorister and choral scholar at King's College, Cambridge, and alumnus of the King's Singers. We'll hear this energetic piece sung by the choir of Christ and St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Norfolk, Virginia. Alan Schaefer directs.
Nova, Nova, Ave fit et seva. Nova, Nova, Ave fit et seva.
Gabriel, of hearty greeting, came down from Trinity to Nazareth in Galilee. Nova, Nova.
Oh, oh.
The choir of Christ and St. Luke's Church in Norfolk sang Nova Nova by Bob Chilcott. They were led by Alan Schaefer. Hugo Distler was an inventive German composer of the first half of the 20th century whose music reflected the neoclassical inclinations of the time, taking old forms and breathing new life into them with his own harmonic and rhythmic construction. His music is a wonderful blending of old and new. We'll listen to his setting of Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming, taken from his larger work, The Christmas Story. The Opus 7 Vocal Ensemble from Seattle performs, directed by Lauren Pontaine.
Oh.
Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming, as set by Hugo Distler. Lauren Pontaine led the Opus 7 vocal ensemble. One of the oldest prayers of petition to Mary is the Ave Maria, which, like the Magnificat, has been set by countless composers over time. We'll listen to an interesting setting by a young Felix Mendelssohn, written when he was only 21 years of age. It's something of a pivot point in his compositions, looking back to music of an earlier time with its 8-part double choir texture with an additional 8 solo voices. Other elements of its composition point to the later works, and the instrumentation is likewise interesting, scored for clarinets, bassoons, and bass, giving a unique sound palette supporting the voices. We'll hear the Yale Schola Cantorum led by Simon Carrington. Ave Maria, a youthful work by Felix Mendelssohn. Simon Carrington led the Yale Schola Cantorum and members of the Yale Collegium Players in that recording. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The three carol anthems by Herbert Howells were written between 1918 and 1920. All three are exquisite gems, with A Spotless Rose perhaps being the most frequently performed. The musical lines ebb and flow effortlessly, with a lovely baritone solo as a centerpiece. One commentator has said that the closing measures demonstrate a particularly eloquent paradox of warmth and chill. Polyphony sings, with baritone Colin Campbell, all led by Stephen Layton. Stephen Layton led Polyphony in A Spotless Rose by Herbert Howells. Colin Campbell was soloist. The Annunciation is portrayed in a mystical and reverent piece by French organist and composer Jean Langlais, based on plain chant settings associated with that story. Anne Lebunski performs L'Annonciation on the organ of St. Peter's Cathedral in Erie, Pennsylvania. music of Jean Langlet on With Heart and Voice. And Lebunski performed L'Annonciation, the Annunciation, on the organ of St. Peter's Cathedral in Erie, Pennsylvania. Author and lyricist Garth Bardsley has teamed up with composer Ben Perry in our next selection, Gabriel's News, a joyous and rhythmically compelling piece. Sarah MacDonald leads the chapel choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge, in this recording. And they're joined by the Ely Cathedral Girls Choir and organist Aaron Shilson.
Thank you.
Gabriel's News, with music by Ben Perry and text by Garth Bardsley. Sarah MacDonald led the chapel choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge, and the Ely Cathedral Girls Choir. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Philip Heseltine was a British music critic who composed under the pseudonym Peter Warlock in the first decades of the 20th century. Known for his unconventional lifestyle, his musical compositions exhibit a high level of sophistication, especially his smooth use of unexpected chromaticism, adding complexity to what in other aspects are simple and straightforward settings. We'll hear his setting of a 15th century text, I Saw a Fair Maiden. Stephen Layton leads polyphony in this performance. I Saw a Fair Maiden by Peter Warlock. Polyphony sang under the direction of Stephen Layton. If it weren't for a concert tour of the Cornell University Glee Club to Germany in 1970, it may have been many years before singers and listeners on this side of the Atlantic would have become familiar with the work of composer Franz Biebel. Members of the ensemble met him while recording music for the Bavarian Radio Network, where Beeble was music director. Among a number of compositions he shared with the Glee Club conductor is the work that is now somewhat synonymous with that composer, his rich and resonant setting of Ave Maria. The Gentlemen of Cantus perform. the transcendent music of Ave Maria by Franz Biebel. Cantus performed. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music for the third week of Advent. I hope you've enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.